INS.
CBS News, I'm Gary Nahn. President Obama now facing questions about reports the U.S. is harboring Chinese dissident Chen Guangcheng in Beijing. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer joins us live at the White House.
And, Gary, this is the latest sign of the super-sensitive diplomatic dilemma over the Chinese dissident who escaped house arrest. The president would only say he's aware of media reports.
What I would like to emphasize is that every time we meet with China, the issue of human rights comes up.
Speaking at a news conference with the visiting Japanese Prime Minister, Mr. Obama said liberalization would only strengthen China. But this apparent standoff over the Chinese dissident puts a chill in U.S. relations with Beijing only days before Secretary of State Clinton and Treasury Secretary Geithner are set to arrive there for a long-planned meeting. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
One World Trade Center, now New York City's tallest skyscraper. A short time ago, construction workers bolted in place the first steel column that makes the still unfinished structure 1,271 feet tall, 100 stories above the streets of Manhattan. Scott Reckler of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey.
It is a symbol of liberty and pride for our entire country. It's a symbol of determination and ingenuity.
One World Trade Center now has surpassed the height of the Empire State Building. When completed, the new building will be the tallest in the country, 1,776 feet. Public reaction of the White House to the covert practice of drone strikes against al-Qaeda targets. First time the Obama administration has gone into detail about the widely known practice. CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick reports.
Counterterrorism Chief John Brennan said this was the first time he's spoken openly about the use of drones.
The United States government conducts targeted strikes against specific al-Qaeda terrorists, sometimes using remotely piloted aircraft, often referred to publicly as drones.
Brennan said the president wants to be more open with the American people about why they're used. And even as Brennan acknowledged critics in this country, his speech was interrupted by a protester.
You are making us less safe by killing so many innocent people around the world. Shame on you.
Cammy McCormick, CBS News, Washington.
Consumer spending around the country picked up steam in March, but the pace did slow a bit. Spending improved by 0.3% compared to a gain of 0.9% in February. CBS MoneyWatch.com editor-at-large Jill Schlesinger.
January and February saw bigger job growth, saw more creation among various sectors, manufacturing increasing, car sales up. But things did slow down in March, and that is probably has a lot to do with overall that people were a little jittery about things going on in Europe and, again, worried about gas and oil prices rising.
Wall Street right now, the Dow Industrial's down 45 points, the NASDAQ lower by 23, the S&P down 8, oil prices just above $104 a barrel. This is CBS News.
At Regions, we're building a better banking experience for each small business customer. That means giving you the basics, like checking and savings, as well as offering the right lending options. Because we understand how important capital, revenue, and cash flow are to your small business. So if you're ready for a bank that's as committed to growing your business as you are, switch to Regions. Visit Regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC. All loans subject to credit approval. See individual account disclosures for details.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Jerry Newman calling. How much could I save by combining auto and home policies?
Well, you could save over $750, but remember you dropped us?
Bummer, because I just combined my auto and home.
Jerry, did you miss the garage again?
The garage door and the front door look so similar.
Save an average of $750 when you bundle your auto and home policies with State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
A big crowd in Congo Square, New Orleans this morning. A sunrise concert to kick off a worldwide celebration of music created in the city.
Welcome to the New Orleans celebration of International Jazz Day.
Harry Shearer emceed the concert here in New Orleans, kicking off International Jazz Day around the world.
Because this is where jazz was born.
Irina Bokova with the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization says International Jazz Day is being celebrated in more than 190 countries.
Happy International Jazz Day, New Orleans.
The UN's promoting jazz as an educational tool and force for peace, unity, dialogue, and enhanced cooperation among people. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
Barnes & Noble gets a hefty helping of cash from Microsoft as the software giant struggles to get back into the business of e-books. Both companies teaming to create a subsidiary for Barnes & Noble's e-book and college textbook operations. Gary Nahn, CBS News.
Mike Rowe went to a real Ford dealership service department to talk to a real Ford service advisor about a big event.
Fiona, if I didn't know better, I'd say you're having some sort of, what, sales event?
Yes, we are. Big tire and brake sales event.
That means that you've got lots of different tires?
Yes, we do.
And how do I know as a consumer that Ford has the kind of tire that I need for my particular vehicle?
Well, we carry 11 major brands, so chances are what you're looking for, we have it.
What are the important aspects of the sale?
Right now, we have special rebates, offers, and discounts going on.
You're selling brakes as well?
Yes, we are.
Why should somebody bring their car here to get the brakes done?
When you bring your vehicle to a Ford dealership, you know that your vehicle's being worked on by technicians who work on Fords all day long.
Now, buy four select name brand tires and get a $100 rebate, plus a $40 rebate on Motorcraft Complete Brake Service.
So you have a lot of tires, and it's a big event.
It's a huge event.
And it involves brakes, too.
Yes, it does.
Which is why it's called the Big Tire and Brake Sales Event.
You're good.
Yeah, thank you.
$100 rebate can't be combined with other tire manufacturer rebate or offer. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for vehicle exclusions and rebate details through 5/31/12.
I'm forgetful of that, I really am. Hi, you're Bill. It's Monday, and I can tell it's Monday. You can tell it's Monday because it's Monday. And then the fact that I was supposed to have breakfast with Lois Capsa, and I forgot. There's someone who will never forgive me right there. Greg, I'm sorry. Greg, who started the Vets Express, I made reservations for both of us, and I forgot to go. Okay, let's talk about something good that happened this weekend, shall we? And that is the Dodgers swept the Washington Nationals 3-0 and play Colorado tonight at 5 o'clock.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never go back. Go to the roof, roof, for the home.
Anything. Most smokehouse barbecues would knock them out of the park over and over with their award-winning baby back ribs to their pulled pork, chicken, and shredded beef, tri-tip, and Louisiana hot link sandwiches. How about a salad, six kinds, maybe one of four burgers or a chicken job, either sandwich or a half a bird. Most has enormous selection of sides from beans, tater salad, fries, O-rings, and the list goes on and on. Kids menu, soda pop, brewskis by the pitcher, Moe's in Slowtown and at the beach in Pismo. You'll be saying, Moe Barbecue, please.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Charter Internet is keen on giving you more. Not a little more, a big more, as in more speed, which means more streaming hoops, more celebrity scoops, more posts, more boasts, more webcam, more Cousin Pam. By delivering more speed, we make the web more fun. Moreover, it doesn't cost more. To learn more or sign up today, visit charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply. Your favorite word is not rutabaga, shimmy, or Xanadu. No, your favorite word is free, because it makes other words better, like guilt-free, termite-free, and faster internet speeds for free. That's what Charter customers just got, allowing them to feel footloose and fancy-free as they download more freely. Don't have Charter internet? Feel free to sign up at charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply.
That's the truth right there. And let me mention this right now, 30 for 30. We'll call 30 makes for $30, $29.95. And just call 1-888-GET-CHARTER, and they'll take care of you. 1-888-GET-CHARTER. And you get up to 100 megs, which means you can download things instantly. Not in seconds, not in minutes, instantly. Hi, you're Bill Benneker. It's Monday, and this is Talk is Cheap, Bill's News and Commentary. I thank you for joining me today. Have a guest coming in just a little while, and... Okay, fine. It's from a lady from the Children's Museum's coming in. Where'd that go? Hey. Let's talk about today. According to the Tribune, our highlight in history, on April 30th in 1812, Louisiana, formerly the territory of Orleans, became the 18th state of the Union. On this date in 1789, George Washington took office in New York as the first president of the United States. In 1900, engineer John Luther Casey Jones of the Illinois Central Railroad died in a train wreck near Avon, Mississippi, after staying at the controls in the successful effort to save the passengers. 1912, Universal Studios had its beginnings as papers incorporating the Universal Film Manufacturing Company were filed and recorded in New York State. 1939, the New York World's Fair officially opened. 1945, as Russian troops approached his Berlin bunker, Adolf Hitler committed suicide along with his wife of one day, Eva Braun. 1973, President Richard M. Nixon announced the resignation of top aides H.R. Haldeman, John Ehrlichman, along with Attorney General Richard G. Kleindienst and White House Counselor John Dean. And... 1997. This is a big day. 1997, ABC TV aired the coming out episode of the situation comedy Ellen, in which the title character, played by Ellen DeGeneres, acknowledged her homosexuality. And now she's just a queen on top of everything. And it's like, cool. All right, here's other things going on. Born today, actress Cloris Leachman is 86. Singer Willie Nelson is 79. Actor Gary Collins is 74. Actor Burt Young is 72. Singer Bobby V is 69. Actor Paul Gross is 53. Basketball Hall of Famer Isaiah Thomas is 51 today. Rhythm and blues singer Akon is 39. Actor Johnny Galecki is 37. And actress Kirsten Dunst is 30 years old today. So we want to say happy birthday to them, but most especially to you if it's your birthday today.
Happy birthday to you.
It's your call, and the smartest one you can make is to Coastal Computers. There isn't another group of 10 people more dedicated to helping their clients get the most out of their business computers. Dedicated pros who enjoy helping people with their computers. They love making small business networks network and making the whole mess seem simple. Coastal Computers is here for the small business that needs computers and technology just to stay even and be competitive. They're here for the small business that can't afford to hire a computer staff. It doesn't matter whether price is your first concern or your last. Service is Coastal Computers' first concern, and that includes making your operation painless and highly successful. Coastal Computers is known for making the tough stuff easy. They've been doing it for over 25 years with lots of happy clients. They're certainly the real deal and worth a call. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. Call 543-9047 or visit ccslo.com right now.
We'll be right back.
TalcoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
That's right, right here at 1340 KYNS, your news station. This is CalcoastNews.com, where you can go to 24/7 and find out what the scoop is. California wine for China. Large Asian markets such as China may be in line to become a purveyor of fine California wines if the U.S. government has any say in the matter. Congressman Dan Lundgren is holding hearings today in Northern California to explore the feasibility of exporting some of this state's wines to new markets in the rapidly expanding Asian marketplace. Attending the session will be representatives of federal agencies, exporters, transportation specialists, and industry officials. Lundgren co-chairs the Congressional Wine Caucus with Representative Mike Thompson from Helena. Lundgren represents about 100 wineries in his district, and he is a teetotaler. Misspelled T-E-E, totaler. All right, hey, can't get it right all the time, I tell you. Okay, other things that are going on in our world, other things that are happening here on the Central Coast. Computer got slower over the weekend, I noticed. That was possible. Other things are going on. Now, this is a big story, and I'm not going to get to the whole thing, but let me give you a brief idea of what's going on here. A state agency assigned with administering union bargaining laws has filed an unfair practices complaint against San Luis Obispo because city officials allege failure to meet and confer with members of the police union over binding arbitration. In August, following a contentious battle over binding arbitration and benefits between San Luis Obispo and its safety workers, more than 70% of voters elected to end binding arbitration and to allow the city to change employee retirement benefits without seeking voter approval. Binding arbitration, voted in by the public in 2000, entitled safety worker unions to bring in a third-party negotiator. In mid-October, the Police Officers Association filed a claim with the Public Employment Relations Board containing the city used unfair negotiating practices in ending binding arbitration. Representative of the board agreed that the union's allegations had merit and sent a complaint to the city. And on it goes. In May 2011, the police union requested a temporary restraining order against the city in order to stop the public from voting on binding arbitration because the union claimed the city council's decision to put the cost-saving measure on the ballot violated the law. At the time, it was argued the ballot measure did not go against collective bargaining requirements that the city must abide by. San Luis Obispo Superior Court Judge Charles Crandall ruled in favor of the city of San Luis Obispo at that time. But now it's back on the fire. Front burner stuff. All right. Other things are going on in our world today. Oh, this is a weird story, but I guess I should tell you about it. San Luis Obispo Police and University Police suspect one man is responsible for a string of four sexual assaults that occurred on or near the campus during the past 2 months. In each case, on a Thursday evening between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m., a man approached the victim or victims from behind and tries to remove their panties. In one instance, the suspect ran up behind three women walking in the Grand Avenue parking structure, knocked one of the females down, and robbed her of her skivvies. 2 days ago, the suspect came up behind two girls walking on Hathaway Avenue, put his hands up their skirts, and tried to pull down their drawers. The San Luis Obispo Police Department and the University Police are working together to catch the attacker. Investigators are asking anyone with information about the already known or reported assaults to contact them through Crime Stoppers at 805-549-STOP or slowtips.org. That's slowtips.org. Strange. All right, here now I want to tell you what's going on here. There's a let me tell you who wrote this. Pastor Robles is the Taj Mahal, and taxpayers are paying dearly. And so here's an opinion piece by Sally Reynolds, and I can't go into it; it's way too long. But you can go to calcoastnews.com, look up the opinion, click on opinion, and see what's going on. But she's talking about benefits, salaries, pay, what do you call it, and vacation time, and all that. And are things being done according to Hoyle? And she claims they're not. So go to Calcoast News anytime, day or night, and 24/7 you can check on the news. Go to Talk is Cheap in the upper right-hand corner. Click on it, and you will hear KYNS live streaming all the time.
CalcoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Hey, it was a nice weekend. It was a nice weekend. Dodgers to go. All kinds of people did. We'll get to sports. We'll do a little sports here in a minute, in a while. Let me tell you who's coming in. My paper fell on the floor. It's Susan Stenevec, who's with the Children's Museum, because I got a big to-do going on that's coming up, and we want to talk to you about that. Today's a big day. The World Trade Center is back in action, and it's going to be the New York's largest building. On the side of caution, I would have made it like 2-3 stories at the most, and you know, said here, this is how much business we're doing here. But that's me. So anyway, so now we have a new thing sticking up in the air. Now here was this debate about, and I don't quite understand this, because this building has an antenna on the top, and the Empire State Building has an antenna on top. So now what they're saying is this building is taller by a little bit than the Empire State Building, but if you took the towers, the Empire State Building would actually be taller because it has a taller tower. But that now people are saying that's like an add-on, you know, I'm saying that's like an option on a car, the tower, that doesn't count. That's not the car. So, as if we need to care. The Willis Tower, formerly Sears Tower in Chicago, is 1,451 feet. That's the biggest. Trump International Hotel and Tower in Chicago is 1,389 feet. Empire State Building in New York is 1,250 feet. Bank of America Tower in New York is 1,200 feet. And Aon Center Chicago is 1,136 feet. And now we have a brand new 1,250 foot. That's the Empire State Building. What's this? Oh, 1,776 feet is counted. If it's rooftop spire, which reaches to 1,776 feet, which would be I don't know if they did that deliberately, 1776, but that's fascinating, is it not? Okay, so there it is. I got a kick out of this story. I got to share this with you right away. South African says Elton John stole his words. So here's this guy from South Africa that worked aboard a Russian cruise ship. And he fell in love with a girl that was a waitress, and his name is Guy Hobbs. And so he said while he was on the ship, he wrote a song called Natasha. And then when he saw the words to Nikita that Elton John did, he said he was absolutely flabbergasted. So he said, and what happened was in 1984, he forwarded the lyrics to several music publishers. This is Natasha, including Big Pig Music, which Hobbs said he was unaware of Big Pig's ties to Elton John at the time. So now, anyway, he's saying it's no good. I don't see how he has an argument, because Natasha and Nikita are obviously songs about different people. That's my defense, and I'm sticking to it. The Avenger does super even before Friday's opening in the U.S. This is what happened. We had the superhero saga lived up to its blockbuster buzz with $178.4 million in overseas ticket sales days before it opened in U.S. theaters. So, and what's kind of interesting here is it's not telling me how it did here. Is it this Friday it opens? I guess it's this Friday it opens. Okay, this Friday it opens. All right, that's the deal there. And so here's what other happened at the movies. Think Like a Man did $18 million. The Pirates Band of Misfits was number two, so that's really moved up. The Lucky One fell to number three from number two. The Hunger Games is still at four with $11.25 million. The Five-Year Engagement, $11 million. Safe, $7 million. The Raven, $7 million. Chimpanzee, $5 million. The Three Stooges, $5 million. And The Cabin in the Woods, $4.5 million. So that's the play-by-play, the blow-by-blow of what happened this weekend in the box office. You don't say, I guess you don't say in it, you say at it. Well, collectively, it's in the box office, isn't it? I got somebody on the line. On the loin? I have somebody on the loin, and I'm embarrassed about that. Let's get on the phone and say to somebody on the line, hello?
Hey, Billy Boy, how are you?
Hi, Mikey, how are you, man?
I'm hanging in. The Avengers opens up Friday, and that pirate movie opened last Friday. And it's another one of those, kind of like Wallace and Gromit.
Right, right.
You know? Yeah. It looks pretty good. It's had a few decent reviews to it and stuff, so I know I'll probably go check it out.
Well, anytime you have an overly stacked top 10 that has no kids' movies in it, and then you throw a kids' movie in there, you know, I mean, there's only so much kids can see anymore at the movies. So I'm sure that makes a huge difference, I think.
You know what's really strange is of the movies that actually make money, the majority of them that make money are PG. It's really, really bizarre. But it's like, percentage-wise, it's almost even money that PG movies are going to make money. And the R-rated movies, it's like 1 in 10 make money. So it's really weird. But the people that do try to make movies for the family are the ones that are making bucks.
Well, I don't know. I think it sort of makes sense. Although you have this, you know, you always have this thing about, well, here's the thing. If it's PG-13, you got to be 13, although a lot of people try to appeal to that age group. Actually, they try to appeal to 18, 25-year-olds, and so that's the PG-13, or the R, I guess. But the PG rating is, I can understand where families would really go for that and go to it in droves, because usually it just has mild violence or something like that. I mean,
and you really... You don't have to, you know, do a ton of investigating to find out, you know, if the story's okay, if it's got overly high sexual, tendencies or innuendos or whatever, or if there's a lot of cussing to it.
Well, yeah, so, adult language and adult content automatically makes it PG-13.
Right, right. So that. Those are the things that, you know, it's just a simple story, you know, the Hardy Boys something along that line, you know, a Disney type of a feel to it.
If people are interested in a website they can go to, because my brother-in-law makes sure that he goes to it whenever I have the kids. there's a thing called Dove.org. You just Google Dove.org, and they rate movies. And so they basically rate them from the standpoint of they're not like, you know, goody two shoes exactly, but they basically say, okay, here's our take on this, and this is what they're going to see. And they're pretty blunt about what's in the movie. So I think that's good for parents to be able to look at that. You know, I often said to my nephew, Casey, I recorded for him all the time the Star Wars, Clone Wars. I recorded the Clone Wars for him all the time. The Clone Wars, which is a children's thing, even though it's rated V for violent on the whatever that TV rating is. But the Clone Wars is more violent than most things that I've ever had them see.
It's kind of strange that the Clone Wars are actually more violent than any of the live-action Star Wars.
Well, and many other things. I mean, quite frankly, many other things, too. And I was always surprised at it, you know. Yeah, you got a lot of movies where there's a lot of action, but nobody dying. You know, those kind of movies.
And right. I call them the A-Team movies.
The A-Team movies. But in the Clone Wars, everybody's dying.
They make a point of showing, you know, and really pushing for the sadness of this person gone and that, yeah, and all that kind of stuff. And actually, and I don't know for a fact that this is true, but I've been told that the Cartoon Network version is actually a trimmed down version, and that the versions that they show overseas actually are even more graphic than that.
Well, the only way that they could be more graphic is if Luke Skywalker, Obi-Wan Kenobi, or somebody's having a thing with Padme there.
No, I think that they just they're a little more like video game violence. Shows a little more, you know,
blood and guts,
explosion, that kind of stuff.
I have to admit, it'd be amazing because the version they show here is pretty remarkable to me. I have to say it's true.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. So Avengers opens. Well, you know, I was on, I can't remember what channel it was, that has had Stan Lee, and they are running all the Stan Lee movies this week. And they're the one, I think it's Epics? EPIX.
FX is running all the superhero movies.
And I didn't realize that Stan Lee, I'm the last guy to know, you know what I'm saying? I didn't realize that Stan Lee made a cameo in his movies.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then
that was a big thing. In fact, in the first Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr. comes up to him in the party and says, "Hey, half good to see you."
Yeah, he played Hefner. He played Larry King. I just never realized it, you know. And that's really cute. It's kind of like the old Alfred Hitchcock days where he was in his movie somewhere.
Right. And the first one that he did that in was in the first Spider-Man, where it's the scene in the middle of the city when Green Goblin first appears, and he's down amongst the crowd. I think he's a cop or something in that, you know.
That's
helping
funny.
People get out of the way or whatever.
That's funny.
So, it, really, you know, at his age, he's just lucky to be bouncing around anywhere.
Now, Stan, he's an elderly gentleman, is he not? All right.
Yes, well, he is.
Mike, thanks for sharing today. I appreciate that.
All right, Billy Boy. Talk to you real soon.
All right, sir. More things coming up today that Mike will be chomping at the bit to call tomorrow about because we're going to bring them up. What else is happening here today? Well, that's that for now. Let's. I'm waiting for my guest, and that's Susan. And so she hasn't shown up yet, but I'm sure she'll be here any moment. And so I decided to. I decided today to go Hawaiian. So that's my thing today is to go Hawaiian.
Okay, this one's for Gabby.
More. lemon drops high above the chimney top. That's where you find me, oh, somewhere over the rainbow, way up high. And the dream that you dare to, why, oh, why can't
somewhere. Oh, we decided to just call that guy Ike. Isn't that what we decided? We're just going to call him Ike because you can't pronounce his last name anyway, so we're just going to call him Ike. So that's cool. All right, you're Bill Benka. This is Talk Is Cheap, your Friends and Neighbors Network. Thanks for joining me today. And with me right now is Susan Stenebeck. Am I saying that right? Okay, I got to get your microphone on, otherwise it won't make any sense. All right, there you go now. That was more meaningful. All right, and I thank Susan for coming in. And,
thank
boy, you.
You
had all kinds of people working for you, arranging stuff and everything. And then when they said, well, we'll get back to you, I said, okay. And then they left a message, I guess. I called them. And then they said, well, Susan Stenebeck's coming in. And I said, that's not either of you two, right? They go, no. Anyway, so that's very nice.
I pick the short straw.
You have people. You have efficient people working for you. That's how I look at it. All right, we have a big event coming up, and occurred last year. Was last year the first year?
Last year was the first year.
Okay, and it's called Slow Revealed.
It is.
And so this is the, we'll call it the second annual, and this is, it's a lot of fun. And I said to Susan, before we started going, I said, I don't know if I could even do this because I was the worst clue player in the entire United States. I had people that weren't in the library or the kitchen. I had people around back and stuff and had names that weren't in there. So this is, this is kind of what it is, but I'm going to have Susan explain to us exactly how this works.
Thank you, Bill. And actually, you wouldn't be so bad at this game because we have teams of four, so nobody's playing it by themselves. You get together with three friends, and you name your team.
Oh,
so
good.
We've had the Lady Detectives. We've had the Slow Sleuths. We've had a slew of other teams.
And a slew of sleuths.
A slew of sleuths, sleuth. Yes. And actually, this event grew out of a conversation that I had a few years ago with one of my sons, who's a teacher, and he was teaching in Hawaii and helped out at an event like this. And so I started to think about, well, wouldn't this be a fun thing to do in San Luis Obispo? And so basically, I got together with some friends and relations, and we wrote a number of clues about downtown. And we highlight public places and public art and a few businesses, but it's not a business-oriented event. It's an event for the whole family. It's an event for you to come out in an afternoon and have just a really fun time. Another way you can be successful yourself personally is you get to dress up if you'd like to. So even if you didn't answer all the clues, perhaps your team could win for best team spirit. We give an award for that.
You know, I have a lot of hats, and I may have a Sherlock Holmes hiding in there.
I know. Well, that would be a really good
See
thing
that?
To wear.
Right
and
there.
Then you just need a big magnifying.
And plus, I know really smart people, so those
right.
I'd gather three of those
and people
together.
People spend a lot of time figuring out who they've known that's a San Luis native. However, I have to say that in a lot of the clues, we give enough hints that even if you are not living in San Luis, you can figure out, based on what the clue says, where a lot of these places are.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, because obviously people that are natives would have a better shot at it.
Well, yes, but we want everyone to be involved. And it begins and ends at the Creaky Tiki downtown on Higuera. And people sort of gather around 2 o'clock on Saturday, and every team gets a backpack. And in the backpack is everything you're going to need to be successful, including your clue book, and paper and pencils if you have to do a little figuring or do a drawing. Everyone needs to bring a camera, with a digital camera, because they're going to be taking a couple pictures. And we suggest that you wear comfortable running shoes. The metaphorical gun goes off at 3, and everybody opens their clue book, and everybody starts at a different point. So not all the teams will begin at clue number 1.
Now, I always call it the weather guess, because we have microclimates, as John Lindsay points out, in the Central Coast, and we have no idea what the weather is going to be from one day to the next. But so far, the guess is that Saturday is supposed to be nice.
I hope so.
Yeah, it's supposed to be in the low 70s, and it's supposed to be a really pretty day.
That could be perfect.
That one would be great.
Yeah,
that's right. Well, there's no rain or anything in the forecast. And every now and then, they go, guess what? We've changed our mind. It's going to rain all weekend. You go, where did that come from?
I don't even think about that.
No, you don't have to think about it.
I'm not thinking, because really, we could do this in the rain, too.
When you interview with me, the weather's guaranteed.
Well, I'll be back year in and year out then, because we're hoping to make this an annual event.
Now, this is really cool. Now, tell me, so you originated Slow Reveal.
It came out of a conversation, but I am certainly not doing it by myself. We have a committee from the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, of which I'm a member, and I had started out thinking this could be a fun thing to get people that I don't see week in and week out involved. And then we thought, well, this is a really fun thing for the family, so we're going to ask the Children's Museum if they want to partner with it. So it's definitely a 50-50 partnership between the Children's Museum and the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We have very generous sponsors in the people, a person of Joan Sargent, and this year she's being aided by Cause Media. And so they're basically helping us present what isn't really a fundraiser, but a friendraiser.
How cute.
The prices are very low. It's $40 a person. So a team is $160, and that's for adults. Students are 25, kids are 15. And with your $40 or $25 or $15 ticket, you get dinner at Creaky Tiki.
Creaky
you get
Tiki.
A drink at Creaky Tiki. You get a free hint. And that's something I haven't talked about, because some people might find that some of the clues are a little difficult, or they just say, whoa, time's a-wasting. We want to get back under the allotted time, and we want to win, so we're just going to buy a clue, buy a hint. So we have people strategically placed along the route in their Slow Revealed T-shirts, and you can walk up and say, I'd like to buy a hint for clue number 7. And the person who's selling the clues will say, well, that'll be $10, or you can give your free hint ticket, which has been in backpack,
right,
which comes with your
admission.
And the clue giver will give you a hint, but you also have to do something silly, like say the alphabet backwards, or recite a poem, or go up to a stranger and pretend you really know that person. So it's not free. You might have to do some jumping jacks. It's just,
kind of like Betty White's new television show, you know what I mean? Off their rockers, you know. You got to go up and do something really weird with a stranger, and they usually, if you're weird enough, you know, they don't run. They just keep looking at you like, what is this?
What is this? Well, last year we had people doing jumping jacks, and we did the thing with the alphabet backwards, and none of us have quite sat down and figured out what we're going to be asking people to do on Saturday, but it will be done by then.
Now, how many people? This sounds like you have to have a lot of people to do this. How many people are involved in this?
Well, last year we had about 20 plus teams.
Wow!
And so,
how many people are doing the work stuff?
There aren't that many involved until the actual day of the event, and then we have, I believe this year we have 10 people from the Young Professionals Networking Group coming to volunteer for us. So they're also helping. And we just set up registration. Brett at Creaky Tiki has just been wonderful. He's going to have because it's Cinco de Mayo, he's going to have a mariachi band, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, there'll be margaritas. And the other thing I haven't mentioned is part of the most fun of this, in a way, is that with the Children's Museum, we do a side-by-side adventure with kids. So the kids are going to have their own little backpacks, and they're going to have their own little clue books, and they end up doing clues that take them parallel to their parents or their adults' trip. So, for example, last year, clue number 5 was, it's A, B, C, and gross.
Oh.
So
Bubblegum Alley.
Bubblegum Alley. So people had to go to Bubblegum Alley, and what we'd done is embed little magnifying mirrors in Bubblegum Alley, and they had to pry one out and bring it home as proof. And that's something I have also haven't talked about, is every time you go somewhere, you have to prove that you were there.
So this
there.
Is part of the camera thing,
this
too.
Is part, yeah. Well, no, they this one they had to pry the
And only kids would do that. So
no,
you,
the
you,
kids had to chew gum and put it on.
Oh, the adults had to pry it off?
Yeah. And
oh, Lord.
I know.
So bring surgical gloves.
Well, actually pack surgical gloves in the backpack for everybody, but nobody used them. They just used their little fingers, and I don't know. I would have used a glove. But
I have to tell you the truth. Because my wife went to Cal Poly, and she grew up here. And I think Bubblegum Alley, as gross as it may be, is really a treasure. I think it's a cool, unique thing to San Luis Obispo. There's the whole town. There's some really great stuff, but it's one of those weird little quirky things.
Right.
It's really neat.
Right. So
as long as you don't brush against the sides of the wall when you're going by.
I know, and it's always fun to go there and listen to what people are saying.
You're right, because you know what happens. Just do this for fun sometimes, because turistas, that's one of the places they're told
right.
to go. And so if you just kind of wander, we did that one day. Nancy and I were going through there, and these turistas were going nuts about all the stuff. And what were people thinking in this town? It was like, hey, you know what? Hey, it's okay. You have a dog, don't you? Leave it alone.
Right.
All right. Now, this is the idea then is the kids are going to have to do part of this and try to guess things. The adults are going to guess other things.
Right.
And these are going to be locations.
Yes.
Buildings or something.
Or public art or a location like Bubblegum Alley or a store. And for every place that you end up, there's a task for you to do. So in some it will say, in your book, take a picture. Some it will say, have a drink. So you'll have to go in and say, we're with Slow Reveal. We've come in here for our drink. That type of thing. Some of them will be, you have to take something back. You have to find something in the store or the location that's hidden. We're doing that this year, and then you're going to be somewhere, and you're going to have to find what you are looking, what you figured out the riddle.
Wow.
This is what I need, and now I have to find it. So,
prizes. I got to tell you right now, you need to have three people that are smart with you. Don't try to fake it and pretend you know what you're doing.
Right.
Just find three geniuses.
But I'm not kidding. There are clues. You can look at each clue and you can figure out from the clue if you spend the time. But of course, you are under the clock. You're going to start at 3. You have till 5 to finish.
I was going to ask you that.
And
so
the
it's 2 hours.
The first team back with the most correct answers is the first prize winner, then there's a second, there's a third, and then there's a best team spirit. Last year, best team spirit was won by a team from Cal Poly. They dressed up just adorably, really super cute, and they were rah, rah, rahing and yelling the whole time. So, of course, they showed a lot of spirit. last year before the event, my husband and I walked it. We knew where everything was, and we just started at point A and went all the way through, and it took us 55 minutes.
Oh, okay.
The winning team came in at a minute and 23.
Wow.
Well, I mean, an hour and 23 minutes.
Yeah.
An hour and 23 minutes, sweating, absolutely.
Because they were flying.
They were flying the whole way. And the second and third and fourth, fifth teams came in shortly thereafter, not as out of breath as the first
So
place.
Two questions need to beg to be asked here.
Yes.
The dough that you raise goes to?
Well, the idea was that any profits that we made would be split between the Children's Museum and the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We didn't make a lot of money last year, so that's why we've changed it to a fundraiser. So basically, we would love to have it as a fundraiser, but we're really just doing it as a community-wide event.
That's cool.
To sort of advertise both organizations and invite people to come have an afternoon of fun with us.
Now, are there actual prizes?
Oh, yes, there are.
Now, what first prize last year was what? I won't
it
even ask you this year.
It was an enormous garden sculpture that you can't imagine you've ever lived without.
Cool. Number a second prize?
A slightly smaller garden sculpture
that you
can't,
still can't live
yes,
without.
Yes, and third and fourth also.
All right, there you go. Because there's garden sculptures you can't live without. We
and
all
actually,
know
you could even have it indoor if you wanted it. You wouldn't have to have it outdoors.
Depends how eclectic you may be.
Exactly. And colorful.
And colorful. That's right. All right. Well, there's a lot of characters in San Luis Obispo. There's no question about it. Yeah. Yeah. This is a collection of characters from what I've seen in 35 years. And it's fun. So this is Slow Reveal. This is going to be this Saturday, Cinco de Mayo, and it's at 2 p.m. So at 2 p.m., everybody gathers at the Creaky Tiki.
Right.
That's going to participate. At 3 o'clock, it's the boot, and everybody goes to different places, and they start out. And then you have 2 hours to try to complete the task and find these things and places. And then have a dinner at the Creaky Tiki when you come back and have
and
a cocktail
dancing
and dancing
too,
and Cinco de Mayo, and it's going to be kind of cool. This is fun. I would imagine, and the other thing that's going to make this fun is, especially when you say, you know, you're going to go up to a stranger and do something odd, there will be a lot of strangers in San Luis Obispo for this week, I'm sure. So what makes it more fun is to imagine that you're going to go up to somebody you can tell is a tourist and then do something weird.
Right.
You know, just so they say, first it was the dang Bubba Gum Alley, and now look at this guy. What kind of place is this? That's funny. This sounds like a real hoot.
Happiest place on earth.
Happiest place on earth. My guest, Susan Stenovec. And so this is the second annual, and I think this is just going to absolutely be a hoot. Now, let me tell you what you got to do. In order to get involved, you have to call Slow Revealed, or go to slowrevealed.com.
Right.
All right, slowrevealed.com, all one word. Or call 545-5874.
That's the Children's Museum.
Oh, that's
the
Children's Museum. Okay, 545-5874 or slowrevealed.com. And you register, I suppose.
Yes,
you do. So you can register and have just a hoot of a time on this Saturday.
I have one more thing to add.
Sure, you're going to add as many things
time.
You want.
Our mascot is Mr. Sneaky, and we had the banner up last week downtown, but he's also on all our advertising.
And he's
and
very
this
cute.
Year, Mr. Sneaky is making a personal appearance.
Career.
And if you find him, he's going to be hiding. And if you find him along the route and can prove that you found him, you will have 30 seconds subtracted from your overall time.
Oh, cool, cool, cool. Here's Mr. Sneaky. And the cute thing is because last year was the first time, and he has a briefcase that said he's back. I think it's fun. Who did this artwork for you?
A woman who was an intern last year at the Children's Museum. Her name is Maria Betts, and now she lives in Portland, but she's still working with us.
Good for you. That's really great.
Yeah.
Sounds like a really, really fun event. I thank Susan for coming in today. Don't forget, here's where you go to do this fun event on a Saturday, slowrevealed.com, or call the Children's Museum at 545-5874 so you can register. And there's going to be a big do at the Creaky Tiki when it's over, and it's just going to be a fun Cinco de Mayo, and it sounds like an especially fun Cinco de Mayo with something to do in the daytime besides just drinking margaritas, if you know what I'm saying. All right, and Susan, anything else you want to add?
No, thank you, Bill.
I
hope we have a big crowd this
year. I hope so, too. I thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you. Okay.
You're creative. You've got bright, innovative ideas, but it seems like the radio group you work for isn't paying attention, right? Why not take that talent where it can be appreciated and put to good and profitable use? The Radio Central Coast family of stations are looking for you, a broadcast media consultant who loves their job because no day is ever the same. Radio Central Coast is the leader in helping local businesses succeed. And we're looking for you, a seasoned radio media consultant ready to help these local businesses grow. We offer a fantastic salary. That's right, a salary, not a cutthroat commission plan. And best of all, a fun, creative environment where our clients are the stars. The only thing we want are radio professionals ready to take their career to the next level. If this sounds like you, send an email to Aaron at RadioCentralCoast.com or give him a call at 786-2570. This is it. Fun, excitement, creative, the career you've always dreamed of. Make the change and join the professionals at Radio Central Coast.
It's Beatlemania all over again with the Fab Four, the ultimate tribute to the Beatles. The LA Times says the Fab Four is the best Beatles show in the world. Live on June 14th at Shumash Casino Resort. For tickets, visit Club Shumash or ShumashCasino.com or call 1-800-585-3737.
Just like the Dodgers on the field, your car is a finely tuned machine. Keep your car running Dodger smooth at Black Road Auto. You can save money on all types of car repair, foreign and domestic. With over 20 years of experience in transmission and car repair, Black Road Auto has over 15 acres of classic and hard-to-find auto parts. When you need your car repaired, transmission service, or auto parts, think of Black Road Auto. Black Road Auto, 1500 Black Road, Santa Maria, or call them at 346-2770. That's 346-2770.
There you go. Give a call. All right, you're Bill Benneke, Talkers Chief, Friends and Neighbors Network. I thank you for joining me on this Monday, and it's not a bad day out. It's supposed to be like 69 or something in San Luis, and a little bit warmer in North County, a little bit cooler along the beach. You know how we have our thing, and it's okay. All right, other things that are happening today, and I think this sounds like a real hoot, this whole event on Saturday. I think this slow reveal just sounds like something you'd have fun doing. Okay, we have, I'm going to wait till next hour to get this one story. Nature's Killing Fields about wildlife management, because oddly, they talk about this group that kills animals, and it's a part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Anyway, so it's just, it's a very strange thing, I got to tell you the truth. And we'll talk about that. It's on the front page of today's paper. But interestingly enough, there's another tie into that. And then there's a PSA that kind of revealed the opposite idea. So I'm just telling you about that. Here's what we do have time to talk about, though, before the break. And that's California requires $1 million for Montana de Oro addition to Wild Cherry Canyon. Now, if you remember, the Wild Cherry Canyon, that was a result of the donation of that land, was a result of the Regional Water Quality Control Board, after Diablo Canyon had been operating for 20 years, 25 years, said, do you know that the water in the cooling cove is warmer than the water outside the cooling cove? Kind of like saying, if you turn the hot water on in your sink, it'll be hotter than if you turn the cold water on in your sink. And you go, yeah, we all knew that going in. Well, we decided that you're going to have to forfeit some of your land. So that's what they did. And this was really, quite frankly, this was the beginning of Sam Blakeslee's career. Anyway, and I think this is, I don't know if Kara is his daughter, but I'm going to guess. And so she said she's part of this conservation group that says the American Land Conservancy, and said we're going to try to figure out how to raise $1 million. See, what the state's basically saying is we're shutting parks down now. You know, we have nobody to sit in the parks anymore. We can't afford it. So how can we acquire another chunk of park? And Montana de Oro is not scheduled to shut down, but now they're making it bigger. You know, unless you deliberately went in Montana de Oro, this is just my reaction to that. But of course, this state needs money, so this is a way to put you over a barrel and get $1 million out of you. But the thing that's so weird is, if you go to Montana de Oro and you walk around and do the usual, and if you're not specifically usually looking for a ranger, you're not going to find a ranger. I mean, the rangers don't just wander all over the place all day long. And at least that's my impression. I've never seen one just walking around. I don't know that why you'd add some more hiking trails, why that would matter one iota, but you know, I'm not a deep thinker when it comes to how to get $1 million out of people. I've never tried to do that. Okay. We just need $1 million more so you can have this Wild Cherry Canyon. Okay. All right, so, Kara said, you know what, we're going to give it the go. It's dawning, she said, but we have no option. But failure is not an option. We're going to, you know, get this thing put together and get her done. We're going to get her done. So that's cool. I mean, I hope they can do it. So in case somebody says to you, you know, do you want to donate money to, do you want to come to a barbecue, do you want to do anything in the whole wide world that has to do with Wild Cherry Canyon, and you're a lover of Montana de Oro, and Wild Cherry Canyon, I'm sure, is just absolutely gorgeous. You might want to say, yeah, I want to climb on board that thing. All right. There was a really tragic thing. We'll get it over with before the news, and I'm going to talk about it anymore. And that is the van in the Bronx Zoo. This van hit a guardrail, flew up in the air, fell about 60 feet off the side of the road, and landed in the Bronx Zoo in a place that, you know, doesn't have animals or anything. But there were 7 people on board. It killed them all. And they said that they're not sure what's going on, because a similar accident occurred last summer. And so now I guess they got to figure out, you know, what's going on with the guardrail thing. I'm still trying to figure out what's going on with the grade, because I came down the grade the other day, and it was and I went up it, of course. I could have gone the back way, I guess. But
But anyway, and so I can't really see what they're doing. But so I'm not sure what kind of wall they're putting up. The guardrail looks really spiffy when you've lived without guardrails on the grade for years and years.
CBS News, I'm Gary Nahn. On the eve of the anniversary of the killing of Osama bin Laden, President Obama is answering critics who have questioned his handling of the raid in Pakistan.
President Obama calls it a time of reflection, and he rejects Republican claims that his campaign is politicizing the anniversary. Mr. Obama insisted he never wavered on his strategy.
I said that I'd go after bin Laden if we had a clear shot at him. And I did.
The Obama campaign has focused on a past statement by Mitt Romney questioning the value of moving heaven and earth to chase down bin Laden. Today, Romney said, of course, when asked if he would have ordered the takedown. Peter Mayer, CBS News, The White House.
Coalition military leaders in Afghanistan, according to the Associated Press, are underreporting the number of times Afghan soldiers and police opened fire on American and other foreign troops. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland says if this practice continues, smaller units of American forces could face a wider threat after the forthcoming withdrawal date.
This is worrisome as we move to 2014. We're going to see a substantial reduction in U.S. forces and more small teams of Americans assigned to Afghan units. And if this continues, obviously their safety in those units could be jeopardized.
With little being said publicly, the U.S. and China are said to be working to resolve the fate of dissident Cheng Guangcheng ahead of the high-level talks coming up this week with Secretary of State Clinton and other U.S. officials.
There is a risk that if they can't come to an agreement on what should happen to Chen, that this single man will overshadow this huge round of annual talks that takes place on a really wide range of issues.
CBS's Cecilia Hatton in Beijing. Hard hats working today, 100 stories above the streets of Manhattan, installing the first column of the 100th floor, bringing the height of one World Trade Center in New York City to 1,271 feet, taller than the Empire State Building. Bill Baroni of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey.
Today, the people of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, in becoming the tallest building in New York, send a very clear message. They didn't win.
A tower will be topped off this summer. In Texas, Planned Parenthood winning a battle in the round of health funding. A federal judge stopping the state from banning the group from taking part in the women's health program statewide. Cecile Richards, president of Planned Parenthood, says
this ruling today is saying to the state and to Governor Perry, you have to allow women to continue to get these preventive care services, and you can't exclude Planned Parenthood.
New York City police investigators have now concluded the single-vehicle crash yesterday that killed seven people happened when the driver of the SUV clipped the highway divider and damaged a tire. They say Maria Gonzalez was going 68 miles an hour at the time. Wall Street just before the close, the Dow Industrials down 21. This is CBS News.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about five times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-239-0011.
800-239-0011.
800-239-0011.
A major cereal company is promising to make changes to its products after being strong-armed by pressure from social media firestorms.
Kashi Gonlin is letting go of its genetically altered soybeans. In a statement, Kellogg says it'll make the change to its Kashi cereal and granola bars by the end of 2014. This comes after criticism from customers went viral.
They want honesty and transparency
They want to be told.
The government allows genetically altered food, but consultant Catherine DiMatteo says if you want to avoid it, you need to look for the label organic, which is regulated, not the term natural. Heather Bosch, CBS News.
Search called off. One sailor unaccounted for in the Pacific off Ensenada, Mexico. The body of a third yacht race victim identified as Kevin Rudolph of Manhattan Beach, California. Two other men, William Johnson and Joseph Stewart, identified earlier. Destruction of their 38-foot boat during a weekend race in the Pacific, a mystery. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 national survey of new policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
There's no guarantee your new proposal will be approved by your biggest client. No guarantee your son will win his lacrosse tournament. We live in a world where guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
Thank you.
For three decades now, slow-roasted coffee has been waking up the Central Coast. Most of you already know that your local grocery stores carry slow-roasted coffee, but I'll bet you didn't know that you can now shop directly at Slow Roasted Coffee's warehouse in Los Osos. That's right, walk in the door and you might smell the beans a-roastin'. When you shop at Slow Roasted Coffee, you'll find an expanded variety of coffee choices. And when you buy a 10-pound bag of your favorite coffee blend, you'll save an additional 10%. One more good thing, you'll receive two free samples with your order. So come on by and see for yourself where Slow Roasted Coffee comes from. You can shop weekdays from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Just give them a call in advance, please. Call them at 528-7317. That's 528-7317. And they'll have your order waiting for you. Find Slow Roasted Coffee in Los Osos at 1172 Los Olivos Avenue near Fairchild. Slow Roasted Coffee, a tradition that tastes great.
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henning. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing, wine. We're the state with the most millionaires, the most nonconformists, the most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shu Shun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people in the right place all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
Hi, Bill Banker, Talking Sheep, Friends and Neighbors Network, and Bill's news and commentary on 1340 KYNS, your news station. It is now 1:13, and it's a Monday. That's the last day of the month. And anything else? Okay. Where did this month go? All right. Let's talk about Spencer's right now, because I want to make sure you get in there, because you have to know something. On Mondays, you get a pizza for two for five bones. You get a medium-sized pizza for $5, and so you want to get to Spencer's and get yourself some pizza, and then of course they have all the other great things at pizza at Spencer's. Now you may want to just say, I'm going to go on the deli department and order myself a whopping honking sandwich, and it will be so. And you can get the meats you want, the cheeses you want, all that stuff. It'll be Boar's Head stuff, so you'll just go, wowee, is that great? And Boar's Head even has their own kind of mustards and stuff. I mean, really, they just do the whole thing. And then they have other, they got salads, all kinds of salads, potato salad, macaroni salad, chicken salad, coleslaw. And it's the really good coleslaw, not the kind of like, I can't taste this coleslaw. It's really yummy. And three bean salad, did all kinds of, just tons of stuff. Great place to go for lunch or dinner, if you want to pick up a dinner.
and take it home. And don't forget, they have lots of hot foods. They got the chickens, and they got usually meatloafs and tri-tips and all kinds of stuff they have. So they'll take care of you at Spencer's. And then they have all the wonderful groceries that you know about. It's featuring this week hand-trimmed boneless skinless chicken breast for $1.79 a pound, and Harris Ranch ribeye, boneless ribeye steaks for $5.99 a pound. And Rosemary Farm or Los Osos Ranch eggs are 2 for $3. That's only $1.50, which is a dang good price. They're usually over $2. And so they're just save. And don't forget the Indoor Farmers Market. That's all the great locally grown produce and all the stuff that's so cool. And local artichokes, for instance, 2 for $1. Spencer's Fresh Markets in 5 locations on the Central Coast, Atascadero, Morro Bay, Arroyo Grande, Santa Maria, and in San Luis Obispo. And don't forget the ground hamburger. Try it one time, please. Just try their hamburger, and you'll say, Bill, I can't believe you were right about this. Because I'm used to people saying that. Bill, I can't believe you were right. Something about you just didn't strike me that way. Well, here's this huge article the Tribune did and from the Sacramento Bee, and it was Wildlife Services, the name of the outfit, and Nature's Killing Fields. And Killing Fields, are you serious? This is since 2000. Here we go. Look at some of the mammals and wildlife killed in large numbers across the United States between 2006 and 2011. All right? So this is in the last 5 years. I didn't even know there was this many of some of these things. 512,000 coyotes, 163,000 wild pigs. I'm rounding this off, by the way. Beavers, 161,000, actually 162,000. Raccoons, 74,000. Prairie dogs, 53,000. Skunks, 48,000. Rabbits, 40,000. And foxes, red or gray, 26,000. That's on purpose. Then they say these are by accident. I don't understand this. So another 4,000 raccoons were killed accidentally. River otters, 2,500. Foxes, 1,600. Muskrats, 1,200. Opossums, 1,000. Pecoraries, 1,000. Porcupines, 1,000. And badgers, 972. So anyway, the ideas that they're saying is that, you know, we do this for a reason because, you know, we think it's the best way to manage the land. And many opponents say, probably not, pal. It's probably not the best way at all. As a matter of fact, it probably screws up the whole echo thing, which you can imagine it would, I would think. The mission is to resolve conflicts with wildlife lethally and non-lethally, protect agriculture and other resources. The emphasis is managing damage and resolving conflicts. Not eradicating or suppressing wildlife populations. That's what the lady said, the spokeswoman said that, which just doesn't sound right at all. Not to be confused with the Wildlife Service. And so this is what they do. They just go out and kill all this wildlife. Here they show a picture of a coyote running across a field where there's a cow and he's after a ground squirrel. The big old cow doesn't care about the little coyote. If we can screw things up, we will. We will. All right, we got to get to the opinion page there already because I'm already chafing at the bit here on this. Here's a gentleman by the name of Gordon Mullen who wrote an article that basically said the Board of Supervisors and the Tribune are full of hocus because they said landlord liability is simply unfair. He said, if I rent a bar or buy an object, say a baseball bat, I fail to see why the person or company who rented, loaned, or sold me that bat should in any way be held responsible for what I subsequently do with the bat. But he said, you know, this just doesn't make sense that, you know, a landlord could be held responsible for the pet of a tenant. He has nothing to do with a tenant. And so he said, here's a simple rule I taught my kids. You're responsible for your actions. No one else's. In these instances, the person who commits the crime is the person in control, not some other party, not your buddy, not your parent, not your landlord. The person in control is the person responsible and no other. What's so hard about this simple principle that our elected representatives of the Tribune can't understand this basic definition of fairness? I have argued the same. I just said I didn't get it. I don't get it. Now, there's a difference when you say, well, but if you have a certain number of citations and you have, people in your unit and they have noise violations and they get a certain number of citations, then you can get a citation, you know. But I know some people that they nip that in the bud. They put in the lease,
if you are cited one time for a noise violation, you will then have 30 days to vacate the premises. And the people sign it. So I guess they understand it. You know?
Sorry.
Why people wouldn't do that, I don't know. You can put anything you want to in a lease. Let's say, this is what I expect, and this is what I expect from you. You can expect this from me, and that's it. And if everybody agrees to it, then so be it. But whatever. All right, so that was one thing. Now, this is interesting because they had this huge thing today about vice presidential possibilities. And, you know, they named a zillion people that could run with Mitt Romney on the Republican ticket. Paul Ryan, Rob Portman, Marco Rubio, Rick Santorum, Bob McDonnell, Nikki Haley, Bobby Jindal, Mitch Daniels, Chris Christie, Mike Huckabee, John Thune, Kelly Iotti, Pat Toomey, Tim Pawlenty, and Susana Martinez are just some ones they picked. Okay, here they go. But the good thing is they show the pros and then they show the cons of why this could be a bad choice of what they do. So now this is interesting. So here's an opinion piece today in the Tribune that says, a commentary, and this is from Paul Miller, who's assistant professor of international security studies at the National Defense University. And he says Petraeus would be a wise choice of a running mate for Romney. He's known, he's respected. He said, probably no person alive has a better grasp of the international situation, America's role in the world, and the limitations and capabilities of American power. Petraeus has nearly universal name recognition as one of the most respected figures in the country. So, I admit Romney Rubio sounds nice, almost poetic, but it rolls off the tongue beautifully. Romney Petraeus sounds like something out of a technical manual or a nickname for a loophole in the tax code. On the other hand, they might actually govern competently, which counts for something, would you say? Okay. I have to say something. If you look at the list of people, now the only, but he just started his own new show, radio show of Mike Huckabee. I don't think he'd really be, I don't know, maybe he'd say I'd rather be the vice president through this program, but I have a feeling. Rubio is highly bandied about and everything, but if you take somebody that has a name recognition that's very positive, this person here, Paul, has a good point, and that would be Petraeus. Excuse me. Now, here was Kathleen Parker, slow jamming the presidency. Okay, the president was on Jimmy Kimmel, and they did a thing called a slow jam, which he was talking about education, and then Jimmy Kimmel was rapping, using the term, for instance, he says, oh, yeah, you should listen to the president, or as I like to call him, the Prezi of the United Steezy. So Kathleen Parker, then she quoted John Stewart, who said, in the meantime, Obama did well to pay attention to another comedian whose gravitas may be greater than the president's among the late-night demographic. Said Comedy Central's John Stewart, you're the president. You'd have to do this expletive anymore. As for Romney, a safe as bet is being proudly nerdy, as the cool know too well. Nerds usually win in the end. I have mixed feelings about the whole thing. I watched it. Does it pander to a younger audience? Of course it does. Jimmy Kimmel panders to a younger audience. I mean, that's what Jimmy Kimmel's about. Not Jimmy Kimmel, I'm sorry. The other guy. I apologize. Jimmy Fallon. So Jimmy Fallon, he appeals to a younger audience. That's his appeal. So if the president appears on his show as Bill Clinton played the trombone on somebody else's show, and they say, okay, we're kind of, but there's two things to consider here. You know, are you making a fool out of yourself by doing it, and or, which she's sort of saying, you know, it doesn't seem very presidential to have him doing this kind of thing on television. But then you have to remember something, and all of us that are older, I say older meaning way outside of the, past the 35-year-old demographic, and younger, we don't relate to. See, let's assume that. I guarantee you, Kathleen Parker says, so do you think, how many people do you think watch that on TV? I promise you that that's where her reaction would be. I saw him on TV, and this is what he did. Do you know where the younger audience saw him? Probably on their little iPhones and stuff. You know, they don't have to sit in front of TV. They can be off doing other stuff, and they can look at their iPhone and watch something. You know, so we need to remember that, you know, younger people have a whole different sense of what social media is than we do, you know, that are older. But we sort of better get clued in. Otherwise, we're never going to get it because that's how they are. You know, they text. They do that stuff. They have flash mobs that buy things. They have flash mobs that have dancing. They have the whole the world has changed around us, as it always has, for people that are older to, with the younger come up along and do it. And so that's c'est la vie. Yeah. He could have done it or not done it to me, and it didn't matter either way, you know. Did some young people kind of think it was fun to have the president on Jimmy Fallon's show? I'm sure they did. But it doesn't have to be Democratic presidents, you know. The guy who's a Republican that says, I want to do this, can do it. You know, but it depends on perspective. That's fine. All right, other things that are happening. Other things that are going on. Other things that are going on. Okay. People in the news and why they're there. Let me do this and tell you about this here. Let me tell you a couple things that are going on in the state. Democratic lawmakers are offering a way to help middle-class Californians cope with soaring college tuition by closing a corporate tax loophole and using the money for scholarships. The Middle-Class Scholarship Act, which receives its first committee hearing this week, already faces several obstacles. Now, here's the interesting thing. So then we go down to the story below it. Students at six California State University campuses have vowed to fast until university leaders agree to freeze tuition, roll back administration, and executive salaries. So they're actually going to fast, are they? The only people that I've ever heard of that fasted to the point of death, that's how seriously they took it, were people in Northern Ireland, in prison in Northern Ireland. As a form of protest, that's the only people I've heard of that have fasted to death. So how long is your fast? And then again, and so if, unless your fast generates a life-threatening situation, nobody's going to pay attention to you anyway. I'm going to fast. Who cares? There may be a better way. Your university kids figure it out. The faculty's figuring it out. The faculty's saying, we're not coming. Yeah, we're not showing up in the fall if things don't get straightened out. We're not showing up in the fall. Maybe the kids should do that. We'll neither attend nor pay for the fall semester. For full quarter, if things don't change about this tuition. Do you think that would get people's attention? I think so. You can either walk softly or loudly, but somewhere you better have the big stick. That's all I'm saying. You know, the big stick better be involved in whatever it is you're going to do, because otherwise people are going to go, fine, whatever. Hey, whatever. Yeah, we don't care. Santa Barbara International Film Festival, which is a distant second place to our own San Luis Obispo Film Festival, they've already announced what they're going to do next year. And they're not announcing who's going to be there. They're just saying that they're going to have an 11-day thing, and it draws about 70,000 people. And this last year, they had Jean Dujardin and Burin C. Bejo, the stars of The Artist. And we had the cool guy from Australia, so... the neat thing is, I got to tell you the truth, I think it's really kind of cool. You know, you got Monterey has a jazz festival, we have film festivals, we have these different things. And basically what it does is it just enhances the tourism in California as a whole. And so I'm delighted that there's this many events for California, even if I don't go to all of them. In the long run, it's really to our benefit that they're there, for sure. Of course, the problem is that we bring in this money, and then it goes to Sacramento, and then it disappears. It just goes, I don't know, they have a big, huge, giant toilet, three stories high, you know, and it takes five guys to pull a handle in on a rope. And then the money, just they just put the money in there. They don't know why they do. Because otherwise, I can't figure it out. Judy Salvatore wrote a thing that talked about a monster movie that was made in Cayucas many years ago. This was Monster of Cayucas, a spoof of the film shot around Cayucas in the 1950s called The Monster of Piedras Blancas. So this was several of them who still reside in the area have committed to the 2012 remake, so they're going to try to remake this monster movie. So that's kind of fun. Vote on cigarette tax delayed. I didn't quite get this, but anyway, a health panel asked to hear more information before taking a position on Prop 29, and here's why. It's not for no reason. So you say, okay, there's a vote on cigarette tax. Well, that would be good for the state again, or for the county, or whoever, the county. But it would add a tax on cigarettes to raise money for cancer research, education, and secession programs, and law enforcement. So what they're basically saying is the money that would raise, and it's how much money again? About $700 million annually. And so the question is, well, if you raise money, and we have this issue all the time. We had it last week in the news. If you raise money, but you use that money to add people to things instead of saying, okay, let's pay down our debts or let's save the money and have it in reserve. You know, everybody wants to do something new with the money that is raised. And that's been our problem forever. We keep doing something new. What we should do is just say, here, we're going to raise $700 million in a fiscal year, you know, July is a fiscal year, from 2012 to 2013. If we raise $700 million, bank it. Or pay off our debts or do something with it. Except say, well, let's just do more to help people stop smoking. You're already helping people stopping smoking by charging more than any human being can afford for a pack of cigarettes. Put them out.
Tom, are you okay? He looks like he's in shock. Tom, can you hear me? What happened?
It happened at Rancho Grande.
Rancho Grande?
Rancho Grande Motors. It was a normal day. I thought this was the perfect time to get a new car, so I started looking. All the other dealerships were filled with these high-pressure sales guys. They kept coming at me in wave after wave after wave.
Tom, it's okay. You're here now.
Just when I thought I couldn't take it anymore, I went to Rancho Grande Motors. The people there were helpful without trying to put the squeeze on me. They answered every question I had and were totally upfront and honest about every vehicle.
Wait, a car dealer that was upfront and honest?
They said it's because they live here too. They want to be good neighbors and make sure I'm a customer for life. I couldn't believe it. I found the perfect place to buy a pre-owned vehicle, Rancho Grande Motors.
No wonder you're in shock. Where did you say Rancho Grande Motors was?
1404 Auto Park Way. A little hard to find, but always easy to deal with.
Don't let someone throw you a curveball when choosing who to see for hearing help. There are plenty of dispensers and strange devices out there. Dr. Karen Scott, MD, Doctor of Audiology, has the years of experience, education, and can help you with the best decisions for you, your children, grandpa and grandma, and all those betwixt and between. With Dr. Karen's lineup of professionals, your experience with them will be a bases loaded, out of the park home run. Dr. Karen Scott, the LA Dodgers, and KYNS. What a fantastic lineup. Dr. Karen Scott's office is in the 3-story glass Walther building next to the DMV on South Higuera. Come in soon.
They're taking the islands right there? I hope so, because that's what I'm supposed to do right there. You're Bill Bennett, talk to Chief Friends and Neighbors Network. I just decided to do Hawaiian music today. I thought, oh, okay, I'm going to try to do some high Hawaiian music today. Let me see if I have some things I want to tell you about. Oh, this is a huge story right here. Let me read a little bit to you. As Secretary of State Hillary Clinton prepared to depart Monday tonight for China, her spokeswoman was tight-lipped about the potential impact that escaped Chinese activist Chen Guaocheng might have on the discussions. "I have nothing for you on that subject," she told reporters in response to questions about whether Chen is in the U.S. Embassy in Beijing, as had been reported by others. Newland confirmed that Assistant Secretary of State Kurt Campbell was already in Beijing paving the way for Clinton's arrival, but would not elaborate. "I don't have anything further on that," Newland said in response to a question about whether Campbell's visit was related to Chen. When pressed, she continued, "I have nothing for you on anything having to do with that matter." Chen, a blind, self-taught lawyer, evaded guards who had kept him under house arrest for more than 18 months in a small eastern village and made his way to Beijing on April 22nd, friends and fellow activists said last week. This guy's a blind guy. Anyway, okay. Now, remember what happened here. How long ago was it? A month? A month ago that somebody sought asylum in the U.S. Embassy and we booted him. It's a big no-no. You don't do that. It doesn't matter if that guy has to live in the embassy for the rest of his life because you can't get him out of the country. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. When you seek asylum in embassy, you're in sovereign territory. You know what I mean? That's the way it is. Of course, it can create all kinds of havoc, as we can see, with the Chinese, but oh well. You don't give them up. That's the way that plays out. All right, let me see what else here I got. Let me see what else I did here. This is one of those that'll play in 13 seconds, and I have to be honest with you, I'm not really sure. It has to do with Rubio and Obama.
The larger grill openings feed more air to the supercharged engine and Brembo brakes, which is good, because as stunning as it looks on the outside,
it's even better on the inside.
A world where more people are free to grow their economies, free to pursue their dreams, free to become prosperous. I left my last page of the speech. Does anybody have my last page? Did I leave it with you?
How many people can afford to pay an extra $1,000 right now? I don't think so. Stopping this from happening should be a no-brainer. It makes me sick just thinking about it.
Mitt Romney is the presumptive nominee right now.
So you want him to beat President Obama?
Of course.
So why don't you just say, I endorse him?
Well, of course, that will all come.
What are you waiting for?
You just want me to do it on your show.
Yes,
the thing. And so it will happen. It's just not going to happen right now on your show. As the lion says in The Wizard of Oz, all in good time, my pretty. It will happen.
I don't know whether it's a slip of the tongue or it's a mindset, but he even refers to Russia as the Soviets, which I think... No, I think reveals a mindset. Everybody sometimes slips. I never do, but everybody sometimes.
You know, one fantasy I have, and the Secret Service, they keep looking at me because they think I might actually do it, is to walk right out the front door and just keep walking. Just go right over there and go into some shops and stop and have some ice cream.
There you go. She snuck out before, though. She showed up at some spots there, and good for her. All right. So, strange days indeed with all the things that are going on. All right. 20 minutes before the hour, 2 o'clock the time, and Tom Hartman comes your way at 2:05. So we had the Lakers with a playoff win over the Nuggets. Mustangs finish off a sweep in baseball. This is their main third place. Cal Poly wins Big West tennis tourney. There's all just all good news. The Royal Grandy's Whittle wins tournament. Dodgers, they won. Let's see who else is here. Duffner earns his first PGA Tour victory. So there's the up-and-coming young people who we have to, you know, learn new names. Giants won. And then they're saying, this is really too bad, the Angels and Pujols continue their slide. They said that everything's going to be wonderful once we got Pujols. Everything's not so great. He's got to get used to being in Anaheim. You know, it's a different beast down there. Yeah, it's different from where he was. That's my opinion of that. I have to get used to Orange County when I go down there. Okay, people are different. All right, this was an interesting story on the front page. Child porn draws more prison time than abuse. So here's what they're saying is the way the laws have been, cobbled together, the people now that have possessed child pornography can spend more time in prison than people that actually molest or rape children. So the question is, you know, we need to adjust that down, or, in my opinion, the question is, should we need to adjust the other up? Depends on how you feel about people mistreating children, I suppose. Childhood diabetes more challenging. Type 2 condition harder to treat in kids than adults, the study finds, so that's really too bad. And remember, the kids are getting chubby and early, and so they get type 2 diabetes, and then they got all kinds of problems. And diabetes is just a terrible, awful thing that can happen to somebody if it causes life-changing situations because of it. And it can. You know, we're talking loss of limbs, loss of sight. You know, just a lot of bad things can happen with diabetes. Lots of bad things. All right, was anybody didn't get to the threat of Iran strike recedes. U.S. officials cite prospect of more sanctions, new talks, and divide in Israel after winter of alarm over the possibility of the military conflict over the Iranian nuclear program might be imminent. U.S. officials and outside analysts believe that the chance of war in the near future has significantly decreased. Of course, we said that once before about Iran. We said, nah, heck, they won't. I think it was back in the Bush administration. I think it was that long ago. First we had this thing like, oh my God, you know, they're working on stuff, and then all of a sudden everybody said, they're years away from that. And now we're in a new phase, and we're doing the same thing. Nah, you have to worry about them. And 3 weeks from now, somebody will go, holy dump truck, look at this. It just works that way. Sometimes we say things too soon. This guy, kind of what I'm thinking about there. Okay. Walmart proposals face new scrutiny. Cities in U.S. give firms push for more stores. A second look in wake of the Mexican bribery scandal. In Los Angeles, a Walmart building permit is getting a once-over. In New York City, the city council is investigating a possible land deal with a retailer's developer in Brooklyn. A state senator in California is pushing for a formal audit of a proposed Walmart in San Diego. And in Boston, in the suburbs, residents are pressuring politicians to disclose whether they have received contributions from the company. Did you get a greasy of the palm there? Yeah. You can understand why they would wonder about that, seeing as how that's how they had to do in Mexico. Now, it might be in the United States they don't do anything like that. We'll see. They had a thing, I don't know if it was in the weekend news, or I forget if it was last week. I think it may be in Saturday's paper, about the doctors in San Luis Obispo who get wined and dined by pharmaceutical companies. And if you wine and dine people, that's where it stays. If you say, okay, we're going to take you out to dinner, and that's where it stays, that's accepted. It's called a three-martini lunch. It can be dinner, it can be lunch, whatever it was. And that's back when people went out and they took prospective clients or they took good clients or whatever. I did the same thing when I was in sales in Los Angeles. I had people that I took out to lunch. I had people I took out to dinner. That was the name of the game. It was considered a courtesy. I still do it today. You know, it's a say thank you to the people that are supporting you. And so that's been around forever. But now they're talking more and more about people that are like, we'll throw in a little of this, we'll give you a TV, we'll do this, that. And, you know, and that seems to be a little bit unethical, it would seem. But, boy, there's a lot there's a lot of those drug pushers that sit there in the, if you've ever been in a doctor's office, and they're sitting there in the lobby, you know, and they got the briefcase and they're all dressed to the nines, and they're waiting for just a few minutes of the doctor's time, and they got to try to get a whole lot said to the doctor in a short period of time. And so the other outlet now they've taken is obviously television. All right, let's advertise the product. Even though the disclaimer takes twice as long as anything good you have to say about the product, even though that disclaimer goes on for a day and a half, and it's so awful what they say could happen to you when you take a product. So then they smile at the end and go, so ask your doctor about the benefits of yabba dabba dabba, because we just told you everything terrible could happen. So go tell your doctor you want this drug. So I think we're not saying it out loud, but I think it goes without saying out loud. I think we're all under the impression, and I think it's a fair one, that doctors are pressured a lot by their patients to say, here, I want to try this drug, you know. And so the question becomes, well, if it's beneficial to the patient, why not? If it's not beneficial to the patient, I think the doctor would say no. Now, that doesn't mean you can't go to another doctor who will say yes if you desperately think you need something, I guess. I don't know. Well, that works. 37-foot racing yacht was reduced to debris that looked like it had gone through a blender, a searcher said Sunday. And this was down in San Diego off of Tijuana. And the four guys were lost. And then they found you. Remember they had the same thing happen in a boat race here about 3 weeks ago? And they just found the last guy's body from that thing. Well, I got to tell you what it is. The body of British Red Cross worker held captive in Pakistan since January was found in an orchard Sunday. His throat slit, a note attached to his body saying he was killed because no ransom was paid. Yeah, you got to love that. You got to love the people over there. And the other thing, too, that's interesting that's going on is, and I don't understand. I don't get it. You don't become an elected official, and then you're running for supervisor in San Luis Obispo this time out, and you don't say, well, here's all the stuff I didn't do. It wouldn't make any sense. I want to relate to you some of the stuff I never got to. Yeah? And people go, well, what are you, weird? You know, you talk about what you have accomplished. That's the whole idea. You took the office to try to accomplish things. And when you do accomplish them, they're a feather in your hat, as far as I'm concerned. For someone to criticize Barack Obama right now for saying, you know what, we got bin Laden a year ago. And that was a top priority of the Bush administration for the whole 8 years that he was president. It was a top priority that was passed on quietly to the Obama administration. And finally, the time and the tides and the exact circumstances happened that made it possible. And the president took advantage of it. So here you got people going, oh, well, you know, he's just using that as a kind of a political thing to mention it. Yeah, yeah. You mean to tell me that if George Bush hadn't gotten Osama bin Laden, he wouldn't be tooting his horn for it? Whoever did it deserves to toot their horn for it. Thank you. Thank you for doing it. Thank you very much. And thank you to SEAL Team 6, the people that made the decisions, including the president and his staff. And we're glad that measles off the face of the earth. Remember that World Trade Center that's just being dedicated today? Yeah, remember the old one? It was him. It was him. Anybody that loses sight of that is making a huge mistake. He masterminded that. It was him. He financed it. It was him. Hunt for Kony proves difficult for U.S. troops, so we didn't know this, but now we know it now. For 6 months, 100 elite soldiers have been trying to pick up the African warlord's trail. 6 months after President Barack Obama ordered 100 elite troops to help capture Messianic warlord Joseph Kony, U.S. military commander said Sunday they have been unable to pick up his trail, but believe that he's hiding in this country's dense jungle, relying on Stone Age tactics to dodge his pursuers, high-tech surveillance tools and stuff. Now, it doesn't mean that's going to last, because I think that they will, I think at some point that they'll get him. Thank you. Yeah, when the stuff we have today in the military uses, you can kind of run, but you can't hide forever. As Osama bin Laden found out. Let's pick up the phone today and say hi to somebody. Hello?
Yo, Mr. Bill. How are you doing?
Hi, Gare. I'm fine. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Let me get rid of the tooth. It's probably going to make trouble if it hadn't already. I just got to the car. You know, I was out doing stuff with people. And you must have already gone over this before, but have you been talking about that interview on 60 Minutes last night with the CIA guy?
No, I haven't.
It really was a eye-opener. it was really funny. They had whoever the reporter they were using, Stahl, is horrified at what he's just described. Says, but this is the USA. We don't do that. Says, sure we do. Were you kidding?
I didn't see it. So what were they talking about?
Waterboarding.
Oh, okay.
Waterboarding, sleep deprivation, not having any idea where in the world you are. You know, no clue.
Maybe we should do. Maybe what they should do with the Red Cross guy, you know. Maybe we should take up their tactics. Maybe we should just slit their throat.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's kind of what that guy had to say last night. I thought he was really good. And an argument that I have seen just stop people in their tracks when they're you know, talking about how it doesn't work anyway and yada, yada, yada. So why do they do it? You think it doesn't work? If you think it doesn't work, why do you think they do it? Because they're mean guys used to tease animals? Come on.
But it's a huge debate. I mean, there's a lot of people that say this is not what we should be doing. But you know what's interesting is, and people have to people have to put in perspective things that they maybe don't even know about. I remember on the cover of a Life magazine back in the early days of the Vietnam War, back 63, 64, they showed a group of advisors pouring water out of a canteen. They tilted the head back of a captured VC, and they poured water down his nose, you know, and held his mouth. Well, it was the same.
Yeah.
It was the same thing as waterboarding. So it's not like this is a brand new thing.
That's exactly what waterboarding is.
Right.
Except they put a towel around your face.
Yeah. So this is the same thing that's been going on forever. But then the interesting thing is that if you looked at the opposite side of that, do you know what the VC would do when they captured an American? They would take
lots of things.
But one of the things they did, though, was, according to the people that were POWs, was they would take a bottle of Coca-Cola and they would shake it up and they would hold your jaw shut. They'd close one side of your nostril shut and they'd blast it up into your head.
And
they said it was like your brain was going to explode. You know?
Yeah.
So we get into this thing about, you know, relative tortures, if that's what you want to call it, relative means of extracting information. And I agree with you. They wouldn't do it if it didn't. We didn't derive some information from
it. Yeah. So don't give me that doesn't work stuff.
Now, the question.
If it didn't work, they'd stop doing it 10,000 years ago.
Okay. Question is, if somebody morally says, but I don't think we should do it, they have a right to say, I don't think we should do it. That's fine. But, you know. For those of us that say what you want to do is save American lives, what you're trying to do is save American troops' lives and American lives. That's what the whole goal is to save people's lives. It's not
in big numbers.
Right. It's not like you say to just be mean to the guy. We don't give a damn about being mean to him. You can just lock him up in Gitmo for the rest of his life. We don't care. That's being mean enough. It's the idea of trying to say, okay, how do we prevent something big from happening again?
And they're talking about bringing him as a defendant in a criminal case before an American court in New York. Really? You actually think that's what we should do with Muhammad Sheikh, whatever?
Oh, I just think it's craziness. But here's this interesting. The military has agreed to televise the proceedings at Gitmo. And the military tribunals, which I think is good. I think it's a good thing to say, okay, we're not going to just all of a sudden say, well, we found the guy guilty and we don't know what happened to him.
Well, you want to bet the court-martial is brief.
Of course it's going to be brief. I mean, why would it not be brief? You know, but nonetheless.
They had me be a chaser one time for a guy I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
And walk in to walk out was not 3 minutes. And he had 6-6 and a kick.
Yep.
Man.
Yeah, things don't unfold quite like they do in Top Gun. Not Top Gun. What was the name of the other movie? With Jack Nicholson. A Few Good Men or something.
Oh, A Few Good Men.
Yeah, I mean, usually that's high courtroom drama, but that's usually not how it works.
And the high courtroom drama, the young lawyer cleverly got the colonel to admit that, yes, there is such a thing as standards. And peer group pressure is a factor. And that's what a code red is.
Mm-hmm.
you know, this guy had a pre-existing heart condition that nobody knew about, and it's a tragedy, but was not criminal.
But we used to, I mean...
And the thing is, the big victory was making him admit that that there was such a thing as a code red. Well, there better be. The Clintonian belief that the military is no place for excellence or for superiority, so letting the special ops guys wear the beret, that's not fair. So we just let the whole army wear the beret from now on.
Yeah.
There, if there's any place in your entire culture that you think should be, you know, looking for superior individuals, it is our military.
I, Bill Bedecca, have been responsible for ordering what's called the Navy shower. And I guarantee you that's not pleasant either.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Did it change the person? Absolutely.
Yeah. If the only problem was hygiene, that works very effectively.
Well, and you know, you're all living together on this little ship. You know,
yeah.
It's close quarters, gang.
Yeah.
I mean, really disgustingly close quarters.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't have somebody that's just that's filthy. Doesn't work.
And it's not necessary.
There we go. All right. That's our military decisions for today. Thank you for calling, Gare. You take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. Let's hope there's somebody doing it right now for us.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party, you invited everyone you knew. You would see the biggest gift would be from me. And the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
Thanks for being a friend today. Let's be friends again tomorrow at noon o'clock. Until then, may our trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because...
This is Talk is Cheap. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.